Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Elizabeth Rush has joined us, a new friend. She's trying to restore some order, but she's having limited success. She's the author of a new book, You Call This Democracy? How to Fix Our Government and Deliver Power to the People. It's one of her many books she's written. Elizabeth, how do we find you online?
Yeah, so I have two websites. One is just my name, elizabethrush.com, but the one I want to send you to is a website that I made specially for this book. It's called youcallthis.com, and it has the link to my YouTube videos that we talked about before. It has discussion and debate questions, and it has something I created to go with the book called the 50-State Democracy Report Card, where you can look and see where your state fares on all
that's
these
a lot of work,
that I write about in my book.
You're going to want to give this to your kids. This is a book. This is a civics book for your kids, folks. So besides that, you're going to want to buy two. You're going to want to give at least one away to an adult. Congratulations, Elizabeth. By the way, Rush has a C between the S and the H, so be sure to spell it correctly. Elizabeth, let's continue to talk about this. The elections. You talked about earlier, you talked about having honest elections and getting people registered. I heard two pollsters this week and last week, too, say that for one of the candidates to win one of our states, I'm going to leave out the names and the states and the candidate because that's not what's important to the story. In order for one of the candidates to win in one of the states, he would have to win by 4 points to overcome the corruption. What does that say about our system?
Well, I wonder what that pollster meant. If they mean, I'm not quite sure what they mean because
election corruption is election corruption. Double counting, withholding ballots till you find out who's going to win. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to game the system, and they're doing it. What do you think? I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at that issue in my book. I looked at the research on things like vote by mail, and you know, the voter fraud, both for voting in person and voting by mail, is infinitesimal. I mean, the Department of Justice under Bush, you know, went out kind of looking.
No, I don't think they were talking about the voters being fraudulent. I think they were talking about the apparatus being fraudulent, the in-state, the state operators.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I heard the Secretary of State in Nevada talking about her process, and I was actually really impressed. She kind of went through every step of what happens, and a lot of the people who are counting the votes are, you know, volunteers who just want to support
our democracy. I know those people. They're salt of the earth people. But they're not the problem.
That's right.
And I'm only bringing it up to point out that this is an example of what your book, in my opinion, why your book is important. Because we've got some issues. And, of course, this has been going on a long time. Voter fraud wasn't invented this year. I should say election fraud. Election fraud was not invented this year. It's been going on for probably forever. So how do we, in our democracy, I've got about a minute, how do we solve that problem?
Well, you know, again, I'm going to turn back to the Electoral College. If the states agreed to give their electors to the winner of the national popular vote, just the sheer numbers of votes being counted would make voter fraud sort of, you know, less possible, less effective.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not just a matter of like Florida, you know, Bush won by 537 votes. If you do voter fraud in Florida, you could have an impact. You can't do that if you're counting votes across the country. It just, you know,
how do you? Let me ask you one last question, because you bring up the Electoral College again. You brought it up in the first segment. How do you, and quickly, how do you reform? How do you reform the Electoral College without hurting the smaller states?
Well, so here's the thing. It's a little bit of a myth that the smaller states are protected by the Electoral College. So think about how the elections actually function. Everyone focuses on the battleground states, right?
Yeah.
So usually about, you know, this year it's like about six states. So there's, those are the states that get the campaign visit. They get attention paid to their needs.
I agree with that.
There's resources.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And
hey, Elizabeth,
so
I've got to go. We got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back?
I would love to. That would be my pleasure.
We've enjoyed having you on the show. Elizabeth Rush, ladies and gentlemen. Put a C between the S and the H. Find her online. I got to go for this hour. By the way, the book is called You Call This Democracy? I'm Jim Lassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.